3. The Canary Yellow Villa. Chapter 7. Larry's Guests. The new villa was an enormous mansion. It had yellow walls, green shutters on the windows, and a red roof. It was on a hill near the sea, with olive, lemon, and orange trees around it. The gardener and his wife lived in a small house at one side of the garden. His job was to fill the water tanks, pick the fruit and olives, and take honey from the beehives. The gardener's wife, Lugarezia, helped Mother in the house. Lugarezia loved complaining about her illnesses. She gave us graphic descriptions of them and complained a lot about her feet. When the warm days of spring arrived, Theodore came to our new villa on Thursday afternoons for tea. We spent many hours in the large garden collecting specimens. Another attraction for Theodore was the opportunity to see the seaplanes that brought the mail to the island. As soon as we heard a plane's motor, we all ran upstairs to the attic to watch it land. "It is exciting, don't you think?" Theodore always said shyly as we sat down again around the tea table. One day, Larry's friends arrived. They were a very exotic group. There was Zapotec, a poet from Armenia, with white hair. Then there was Jonquil, a painter. She spent most of her time asleep in the garden. Durand was a painter too, but he didn't paint because his nerves were delicate. Michael was another painter. He had an attack of asthma when he arrived and spent his entire visit recovering. The dinner conversation with these guests was unusual, but it wasn't always intelligent. When one group of Larry's friends left, another group always arrived immediately. Sometimes the second group arrived before the first group left, and then the house and garden were crowded with writers, painters, and poets, all talking at the same time.